This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. wins its first gold medal at the Winter Olympics in Beijing. Lindsay Jacobellis won the first gold for the U.S. in the snowboard cross competition. The victory came just hours after the top American racer, skier Michaela Schifrin, skidded out and failed to finish the first run of the slalom. There is some good news in the battle against COVID. The AP's Jackie Quinn's got it.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control's reporting the number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 in the past 3 weeks has dropped more than 28%. Still, there's an average of 105,000 Americans still needing hospital care. And even as patient levels are dropping off, hospital staffers are exhausted from dealing with the Omicron spike and facing a backlog of postponed surgeries that still need to be performed, like hip replacements, cancer, and brain surgeries. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is pushing back against the Republican National Committee's decision to censure two GOP House members serving on the January 6th committee. The AP's Jennifer King has this.
At their winter meeting last week, the RNC voted to censure Liz Cheney of Wyoming and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, two GOP representatives serving on the January 6th committee that has subpoenaed many in former President Donald Trump's inner circle. The resolution has prompted pushback from several GOP senators, including Mitch McConnell.
We're here. We saw what happened. It was a violent insurrection.
McConnell told reporters he has confidence in RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel, but he wants the party to be unified looking forward to the November midterm. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Kremlin is denying reports there's a deal to de-escalate the Ukraine crisis. French President Macron said yesterday that Russian President Vladimir Putin told him that Moscow would not further escalate the Ukraine crisis. This is AP News. Los Angeles is making sure that Sunday Super Bowl will be safe. The AP's Ed Donahue has this.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is in Los Angeles. He says there are no specific credible threats to the venue, SoFi Stadium.
What this is all about is planning and preparation to prevent any incident from occurring.
Mayorkas says everyone and everything that enters the perimeter of the stadium will be screened.
We also are ensuring the safety of land, sea, air, and the cyber environments.
Mayorkas also says specialists are working to combat any human trafficking.
There very well might be nefarious actors that prey upon vulnerable children and other individuals.
Mayorkas says they are taking measures that are both seen and unseen. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Dow was up 371 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.